Hello, my name is Guy de Belfroy. I'm director of the Fondation pour les Arts, so the publisher of this Brussels 2026 guide.
Jules, the cultural guide of Brussels, the Hot List 100. What's going on this year?
Well, a lot of things. First, maybe to explain what the guide is. The guide is actually the only one that lists all the main cultural events taking place in Brussels in the coming year. So it's 168 places, pages of nice tips and nice photos. It offers 100 ideas for original cultural outings, and they were selected for their quality and their originality by 7 cultural journalists with a passion for Brussels. So you will find in the guide exhibitions, performances, festivals, concerts. And I would say the goal of the guide is really to inspire, to make people want to go out and explore, or just help them to organize their weekend.
And that's why the 7 people are giving their personal feelings about these different events and places.
It's personal feelings, and more that it's their personal selection. So it's really the main events, but also some very original places or original outings. So it's a selection, because the real problem, I think, is to, on most of the websites, it's rather difficult to find your way. So the idea also is here to facilitate the choice and to give you really the main things or original things to do for your weekends or for your outings.
Could you mention a couple interesting off-the-beaten-path places?
Sure. Well, the guide is 26, but there are already some exhibits that are already started. I would mention fire, for example, in Villa Empin, Bogossian. The building itself is so exciting, so very nice, but the exhibitions, it gives you approximately 50 contemporary artists working, and their works about a fascinating theme of the fire. So you've got artists such as Parmigiani, Brotarts, Hélène Braga. It's a very nice exhibition. That's already started now, but for 2026 you will have, for instance, Ceramic Brussels. It's a new fair exclusively dedicated to ceramics. It's really trendy, it's very, very well done, very interesting fair. You have also BRAFA, the Brussels Antique and Fine Art Fair, taking place at the Ezel after Brussels was Expo. It's really one of the most famous, a little bit like TEFAF in Maastricht, one of the most famous antique fair, well, antique and also modern works.
Yeah, BRAFA, you can spend a wonderful afternoon just looking at fabulous art objects from 1,000 years.
It's really fabulous, yeah. You have to go there. And then later in the year, you've got a lot of things. You have the Bright Festival, it's a more familiar festival with lights in the city, all around in the city. Very, very fun to do with your kids, for example.
Okay, anything else in particular?
Well, the main event will be the opening of Canal at the end of the year, but it's in November 26, so we'll have 1 year to wait. But that's really the main event of the year, because it's 40,000 square meters of art in the city. It's quite a gigantic project, and I think it will be fabulous.
With a bar and terrace on the roof.
Yes, terrace and a lot of restaurants and even bakery. A lot of things to do. I think, well, not only arts, plastic art, but also performing arts. So I think it will really change the Brussels art scene. Just one important thing also to mention is the guide is only for the price of 10 euros, and you can have it at most bookstores in Brussels, and also in Café Léopold and in Visit Brussels desk, Grand Place or Place Royale.
And it's a small book, so it's very practical.
Yeah, it's a small book, 168 pages, very practical and also very nice photos. Each event has a photo, so you can really directly see what you get.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you to you.